Russian drones attack Ukrainian port, damaging Panama-flagged vessel. The situation at the Izmail port in southern Ukraine took a dramatic turn overnight, as Russian drones launched a surprise attack on the civilian port. The Ukrainian authorities have confirmed that several strikes were recorded at the port area, causing damage to separate infrastructure elements and equipment. This latest incident is part of a growing trend of Russian drone attacks on Ukraine's maritime export routes, which has been ongoing for 4 years. The Izmail port has become an important logistical hub in wartime Ukraine, with its strategic location on the Danube River making it a key point for trade and commerce. However, this also makes it a prime target for enemy forces seeking to disrupt Ukraine's economy. The fact that Russian drones were able to breach the port's defenses and cause significant damage highlights the vulnerability of Ukraine's critical infrastructure. The Ukrainian Sea Ports Authority has confirmed that the port continued to operate despite the attack, with no disruptions reported. However, the extent of the damage is still unknown, as the full extent of the destruction caused by the Russian drones is not yet clear. This incident serves as a reminder of the ongoing threat posed by Russian drone attacks in the region. The Ukrainian Navy has confirmed that one of the strikes caused a fire on the Lady Maris vessel, which was en route to the port of Kornomorsk to load Ukrainian corn. Fortunately, the crew were unharmed and the vessel is expected to continue its journey without significant disruption. Regional Governor Ola Kuiper has reported that a berth and a barge were damaged at the port, while a car repair shop was destroyed in the surrounding area. The attack also triggered a fire that consumed 2 passenger buses and 7 cars, causing significant damage to property and infrastructure. The attacks on private homes in the surrounding region have raised concerns about the impact of the conflict on civilian life. 6 private houses were damaged, with their roofs compromised by the drone strikes. An ambulance was also damaged, although fortunately no one was hurt in the attack. Regional prosecutors have confirmed that a 51-year-old man was hospitalized due to injuries sustained during the attack. This incident highlights the human cost of the conflict and the need for urgent action to protect civilians from the effects of war. The Russian Air Force has launched 4 missiles and 129 drones at Ukraine since Monday evening, with air defense units downing or neutralizing 1 missile and 114 drones. The scale of this attack underscores the determination of Russia to disrupt Ukraine's economy and undermine its national security. As the conflict in Ukraine continues to escalate, it is clear that Russian drone attacks will remain a major threat to the country's critical infrastructure. The international community must continue to work together to support Ukraine in its efforts to defend itself against these threats and protect its sovereignty.